Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, West Yorkshire. Here's the headline. West Yorkshire is the financial and legal capital of the north of England outside Manchester. And right now, it produces the deepest auction-cleared dataset of any county in our coverage. 26 AccuEta slots matched, with a yield distribution that runs from below 1% on the tightest Leeds reversionary income, all the way out to 6.5% on a Grade 1 listed Bradford retail block. That spread is the story. Let me set the scene. West Yorkshire is built around five metropolitan districts: Leeds, Bradford, Kirklees, Calderdale and Wakefield, with a combined population of around 2.3 million people. That's roughly comparable to Greater Manchester. But the distribution is flatter. Leeds is the dominant centre, but no single city accounts for the share of county output that Manchester does within Greater Manchester. The geography matters. The county sits on the Pennine Corridor, bookended by Greater Manchester to the west and the East Coast Mainline and the Humber ports to the east. The M1, the M62, the M606 and the Trans-Pennine rail spine knit 11 principal towns together: Leeds, Bradford, Wakefield, Huddersfield, Halifax, Batley, Dewsbury, Keighley, Morley, Pudsey and Shipley. Why should an investor care? Three reasons. First, Leeds is one of the big nine regional office markets. Yorkshire's financial and legal hub, headquartering Channel 4, hosting a substantial BBC presence and home to a clutch of major law firms, insurers and financial services occupiers. Second, the county sits on top of one of the principal national distribution catchments outside the Midlands Golden Triangle, the M1-M62 logistics belt, running through Wakefield Europort and out towards Sherburn in Elmet. And third, the South Bank Leeds regeneration, around Air Park and Wellington Place, has been described as Europe's largest city centre development project, and it continues to anchor Grade A occupier demand. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every 5C property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 11,339 commercial-leaning transactions across the 11 principal West Yorkshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside just under 53,000 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. The shape is consistent with what the population distribution would predict. Activity tracks economic mass. Now, let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Leeds. Leeds is the county's anchor and the only Tier 1 market by some distance. 4,307 commercial-leaning transactions over the rolling 5 years. Just over a third of the county total. Median commercial-leaning price sits at around £165,000. The name deal flow is substantial. The former Carnegie School of Sport at the Headingley campus sold for around £46 million in December last year, the largest single named trade in the bundle window. The Estiform site at Moor Lane Trading Estate, Sherburn in Elmet, traded at just under £14 million in the same month. And three sequential lots at the Leeds Urban Village scheme on Marsh Lane registered at around £9 million, £4.5 million and £3.25 million on a single day in early December. Big Nine office position, South Bank regeneration, BBC and Channel 4 presence, and the deepest lender panel anywhere in Yorkshire. 22 of the county's 26 AccuEta slots sit in Leeds, which gives the city by far the clearest yield read in the wider Yorkshire market. Second, Bradford. 2,324 commercial-leaning transactions, a median of £120,000, the county's second deepest market. Bradford registers 214 keyword-matched office transactions, which is unusually high for a Tier 2 town. That reflects a substantial public sector, education and corporate base, layered on top of the heritage textile mill stock that continues to feed conversion and mixed-use repurposing flow. The auction print to remember in Bradford: the Wool Exchange on Market Street, a Grade 1 listed mixed retail and office ground rent block let at £50,000 a year. It sold at the February sale this year for £771,000, a net initial yield of 6.49%. That's the cleanest current pricing reference for prime-listed retail and office product in the city. Third, Wakefield. 1,911 commercial-leaning transactions at a median of £141,000, with the sector mix tilted towards retail, office, and agricultural assets. The town's logistics catchment around Wakefield Europort puts it firmly within the M1-M62 distribution belt. And that belt is doing meaningful work in pulling institutional capital into prime Yorkshire industrial product. Worth a quick word on the next tier as well. Huddersfield, 940 transactions, a £144,000 median, is the principal commercial centre of Kirklees, with a diversified town centre office base supported by the university. The auction lot at Three Market Walk sold at £145,000 in July last year, which gives you a useful benchmark for small-ticket town centre retail and development stock. Halifax. 634 transactions at a £115,000 median anchors Calderdale and carries one of the county's largest stocks of heritage textile mill product. Keighley, Dewsbury, Batley, Shipley, Pudsey and Morley fill out the long tail. So let's talk about the yield environment. This is where West Yorkshire really earns its episode. Across 26 Acuitas lots matched to the county over the rolling catalogue from November 2024 through to March this year, 20 sold under the hammer, 4 were sold prior, and 2 were withdrawn post-auction, including a Bradford industrial lot at the Thorncliffe Square estate, where a £146,000 passing rent could not find a buyer at Guide. A useful reminder that secondary multi-let industrial outside the prime M1-M62 belt is being repriced, not absorbed at headline guides. 10 of the cleared lots have a full price and rent record. Across those 10 priced lots, the observed net initial yield range runs from 0.92% at the bottom to 6.49% at the top, with a median of around 4%. The shape is bimodal, and that's the part you need to hear. The bulk of the lots, 8 out of the 10, are Leeds ground rent and reversionary investments. Sub 3% prints come through on 3 of those. Lot 21 on Gelded Road at 0.92%, Lot 42 on Torrey Road at 1.29%, and Lot 26 on Nowell Lane at 2.92%. Those are reversionary plays. Buyers there are pricing rent review uplifts and freehold optionality, rather than passing income. Then there's a tighter cluster, between 3.12 and 4.74%. That's the closest the auction series gets to a clean read on Prime Leeds long-let ground rent pricing. Two Armley Road sites at 3.12% each. Lot 9 Cliffdale Road at 4.04%. Lot 3 Bustlingthorpe Green at 4.38%. Lot 25 Elder Road at 4.41%. And Lot 8 Wellington Road at 4.74%. And then the outlier at the top. Bradford's Wool Exchange at 6.49%. That single print illustrates the regional yield spread the rest of the data describes. Equivalent income product trades, roughly 175 to 250 basis points wider in Bradford than in Leeds at the same point in the cycle. That's a defensible call. The gap reflects both the listed asset capex profile and the wider regional risk premium attached to secondary Yorkshire centres. And it's consistent with Savills, Knight Frank and CBRE published commentary through the first quarter of this year. For commercial mortgage purposes, the practical implication is that you have a rare county-specific benchmark to test acquisition cases against. Leeds long-let income inside a 4-5% net initial yield corridor for the right covenant. Secondary Bradford and Huddersfield retail and mixed-use product widening towards mid-single digit. And the residual long tail of secondary office and discretionary high street sitting wider still, underwritten on a repositioning-led basis. Which brings us to lender appetite. The lender landscape across West Yorkshire is one of the deepest in the regional UK market, and it's anchored on Leeds. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, all maintain active regional teams targeting prime Leeds city centre office, build-to-rent and well-let mixed-use stock. Lloyds and NatWest in particular have long-standing Leeds presence and are typically competitive on senior debt for sponsors with a track record. Bradford, Wakefield and Huddersfield see less direct high street office presence, but full coverage through regional relationship teams. Challenger banks dominate the £1 to £15 million special purpose company mid-market, exactly the segment in which the bulk of those 11,000 countywide commercial leaning transactions sit. Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust and Cambridge and Counties are all active across West Yorkshire on commercial investment, semi-commercial and small ticket development. Specialist short-term and development lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance, with particular activity around Leeds South Bank, Holbeck, the Bradford and Halifax mill conversion market and the Wakefield logistics fringe. What to be cautious about? Four things. First, industrial heritage remediation. The textile mill conversion stock that defines significant parts of Bradford, Halifax, Huddersfield, Keighley and Shipley carries higher contamination, structural and listed consent risk than modern stock, and lenders price that into both loan-to-value, or LTV, and pricing. Second, two-speed office demand. Grade A city centre product in Leeds attracts genuine occupier and investor competition, but secondary office floor plates outside the Leeds core can struggle to attract mainstream debt without a clear repositioning plan. Third, planning friction in conservation-heavy areas. The listed wool exchange in Bradford is a clean illustration of the consent overhead that comes with the most prominent regional retail and office assets. And fourth, build-to-rent supply absorption in Leeds. The volume of build-to-rent being delivered into the Leeds city centre over the next 24 months is material relative to demonstrated absorption, and lenders are increasingly focused on stabilised rent assumptions in the underwriting. Outlook. The 12-month picture for West Yorkshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of measured continuity rather than directional change. Land registry transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. The breadth of the now 26-lot Acuitas dataset confirms an active two-tier auction market. Tightly priced Leeds ground rent and reversionary income at one end, meaningfully wider secondary product across Bradford, Huddersfield and the smaller centres at the other. Prime Leeds city centre office and build-to-rent yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clearer rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields across Bradford, Halifax, Huddersfield and Wakefield have already absorbed most of the repricing seen through 2023 and 2024. What to watch? Grade A office in the Leeds South Bank and Wellington Place corridor. Logistics in the M1-M62 belt around Sherburn in Elmet and Wakefield Europort. Build-to-rent stabilisation in Leeds as the current delivery pipeline is absorbed. The textile mill conversion pipeline across Bradford, Halifax and Keighley as lender appetite for heritage repurposing schemes continues to evolve. And special purpose company acquired residential investment across the wider county catchment, where commercial mortgage demand has been stable through the cycle. Lender competition for quality income remains intense across the county, which keeps borrowing costs in check for the right asset and the right sponsor. The Leeds versus Bradford spread is the structural feature of this market, and for the right borrower, it's an opportunity, not a problem. If you're considering a commercial property deal in West Yorkshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.